Christ to the Nations and This Devotion to Your Day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the first chapter of 1 Corinthians. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. Every age has its experts. It's been almost 200 years since an American expert declared the building of railroads would necessitate the construction of mental institutions. In his opinion, people would be driven mad with terror at the sight of trains chugging across the land. Every age has its experts. In 1881, when the New York YWCA said they would offer typing lessons for women, some experts declared the delicate female constitution would collapse under the pressure. Every age has its experts. Sir William Preece was one of Britain's most noted scientists. Having examined the telephone, he commented, "England has plenty of small boys to run messages." Every age has its experts. Phil Wrigley, owner of the Chicago Cubs, was an acknowledged expert on baseball, but in 1935 he remarked, "Night baseball is just a fad, a passing fancy." Every age has its experts. Thomas Edison was an expert in many areas, but in 1922 he prophesied, "The radio craze will die out in time." You don't have to be an expert on anything to realize that human predictions, even when made by a recognized authority, do not always come true. What a contrast that is to the Word of God. Using many authors over 1,600 years of history, the Lord gave His people a great many promises, predictions, and prophecies. Understand, the Lord didn't always use those whom the world considered to be brilliant. He didn't. Even so, the promises made by the Lord's spokesman were reliable and came to pass as He had said they would. If they said the Messiah will be born in Bethlehem, He was. If the promise was Jesus would die on a cross, He did. If they were moved to predict Jesus would rise on the third day, it was a given. And why is this important? It is important because the Bible's historical verifiability makes it unique among the religions of the world. It is important because it shows that the Lord's Word can be trusted. It is important because God's experts point unerringly, unquestioningly to Jesus as being the Savior of the world, which means the crucified and risen Christ is our Savior. We pray. Dear Lord, I give thanks that Your truth is truth. May I always rejoice that the promised Savior is also my Savior. For His sacrifice and glorious resurrection, may I always give thanks. In His name, amen.